Welcome to this audio recording of our Church at Home video sermon for the 17th of May. Today we are continuing in our series exploring the essential questions of prayer and looking at the issue of, does God always answer prayer? I hope that it will be a blessing to you today as you listen. Does God always answer prayer? If you have any experience in praying, you will know that there are times when you pray about something and you ask God and you receive it, sometimes even straight away. But maybe you've had times when you've prayed and prayed, yet nothing happens. And it feels like God is silent. And you're left asking, why did God not answer my prayer? Did he not hear me? Well, if you've ever felt like that, then keep watching, because in this video, we're going to be exploring the question, does God always answer prayer? This is part four of a series of videos exploring the essential questions on prayer. And so far, we've seen that prayer is God inviting us to come and talk with him and to bring him our requests. But many of you watching this will know that sometimes in our spiritual conversations, it feels like God has stopped listening to us. We ask, but we don't receive. We seek, but we don't seem to find. We knock on the door, but yet it remains shut. So if we're wanting to grow in our home prayer life, it's really important that we understand how God answers our prayer. Because the truth is, God does answer every single prayer, just not always in the way that we are wanting or the way that we are expecting. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 says, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us." There are three ways that God responds to our prayers. Yes, no, and wait. Sometimes we pray and immediately we receive what we ask for. Like when we pray about our worries and then are immediately filled with a sense of peace about what troubles us. And when we start to pay attention, we realize that God answers our prayers all the time. The problem is we just forget what we've prayed about. But today, if you've had food to eat, then that is God is answering your prayer to give you your daily bread. So we need to remember to say thank you. Paul writes, "Pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." But at other times, God responds to our prayers with a no. And before we start to think about why some of those reasons might be, it's important to remember who God is. Because sometimes the image we have of praying to God is like writing our Christmas letter to Santa Claus. And that if we're really, really good, then he will give us whatever we ask. Or maybe it's more like the genie in Aladdin. And that if we say the right words in the right order and we hold our Bibles really tight, then God will give us whatever we wish for. But God is not our servant. It's not his job to answer our prayers. He is our creator. We exist to give him glory and to do his will. No, the image of praying to God, the image that Jesus gives us, is talking to a loving parent, a perfect heavenly father. Imagine for a moment if a parent automatically said yes to every request that their child brought to them. It would be a complete disaster. Likewise, if the thing we are praying for is not good or could be harmful to us or to other people, then God says no. God wants the best for you. He has got great plans for your life. So sometimes when you pray and the answer is a no, it's because God has got something even better that he wants to give you. I can think of times in my life where I've really wanted a particular job and I've prayed about it, but it didn't turn out the way I wanted to. And at the time, feeling really disappointed. But yet years later, you can look back and you can see that God had something better in store for you. and you are thankful for those unanswered prayers. But then there are times when we look back on something and we still cannot understand why God did not give us what we asked for. It's like when we pray for the healing of a loved one and the healing never comes. And all we can do in those moments is trust that from God's eternal perspective, it all happened for good. And to then go deeper into prayer, to pray to God with our tears and to bring him our questions. And to pray like the psalmist did, "How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?" But not every response that's not a yes is a no. And a lot of the time, God replies to our prayers with wait. When the thing that we ask for is good, but the timing is wrong, God says, wait. Or if we're not ready to receive it, then God tells us to wait. And of course, that can be really frustrating to us because we want everything now. But the reality is that faith grows in the waiting. Because the more we wait, the more we pray. And the more we pray, the more our hearts become aligned to the will of God. And his desires become our desires. Because God's plans are better than our plans. And his timing is perfect. And in the waiting, we examine our hearts and our motives. We repent of our sins and we discover the freedom in surrendering to God's will. There are two suggestions that I'd like to make about how you can apply this into your home prayer life. First is to pray for the things that we know God will always say yes to. How do we do that? By praying for the things that God has promised to do. In the Bible, God makes lots of promises, and if we pray for those things, God will always say yes because he's promised to do it. And there will be a link to a PDF in the description below about six prayers that God will always say yes to. Secondly, keep praying. Jesus taught his disciples to always pray and never give up. God is a loving and powerful God. And he is doing big things in this world and in your life. So keep praying, because today could be the day when wait becomes yes. Let's pray together. Father God, may your yes teach me gratitude. May your no give me understanding of your will. May your wait grow my faith. Spirit, teach me how to pray and never give up. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio sermon from St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Blackrock and Bray. For more Church at Home resources, please visit our website, www.standrewschurchathome.com.